思考人存在的价值。
In the busyness of our lives, we can once again think about the value of life.
有时候我们很辛苦的工作。
Sometimes we labor in our work.
孩子从小努力的读书。
Our children study very hard since young.
长大之后寻找好的工作。
When they are grown, they try to look for good jobs.
然后努力工作，希望建立好的家庭。
As part of having good jobs, they can then support good family.
人的一生永远不断的在追寻，不断的在抓。
Our life is filled with this kind of pursuits and catching after.
一直走到年老，再回头一看，不禁要问自己：我活着到底是为了什么？
When we are old, we will look back and think to ourselves, what have I lived for?
我们每个人来到世间走这一遭。
Every one of us goes through this round in this life.
请问这个人生最后的价值在哪里？
So the question is, what is the value or the value of this life?
是你的工作吗？
Is it your work?
还是你的财富呢？
Is it your wealth?
还是你在事业上的成就呢？
Is it the success in your career?
到底我们活着是为了什么？
What is the real reason for us to be alive?
我们人生的价值又在哪里？
Where is the value of life?
所以我们第一晚
The first night
我们谈到了什么才是人生真正值得累积的财富。
We talked about what are the true riches that we should accumulate.
因为我们在世上所努力的一切，最后你都带不走。
Because all the labor we put forth in this world, we cannot bring with us.
那请问，当你离开的那一刻，你要带走什么？
The question is, when you leave this world, what can you bring with you?
我们第二晚谈到人生的真平安。
During the second night, we talked about true peace.
在这个不定的人生，如同船在茫茫大海当中航行。
In this ever-changing world, it is as if we are travel in the ocean.
你的把握在哪里？
Where is your assurance?
你的未来计划一定能成功吗？
Can your future plans be success?
今天你在这里。
Today you are here.
明天你又会在哪里呢？
But where will you be tomorrow?
每天全世界有这么多的人。
The world has so many people.
其中很多人晚上睡下去，早上就再也没有起来了。
There are many that sleep tonight, but wake up no longer tomorrow.
人生的平安到底在哪里？
So where is the peace of man?
当你没有办法掌握甚至你生命的下一秒。
When we cannot even control the next second of our lives.
所以我们要寻找一种更超脱的平安。
We need to find a peace that transcends.
是不因环境改变而失落的平安。
A peace that does not get lost in the situation.
所以主耶稣说，他所给我们的平安跟世界的不一样。
So Jesus said to us, the peace that he leaves with us is not the same of the world.
是让我们在顺境逆境当中都能够拥有保障心灵的安稳。
It will actually give us this peace inside the heart, regardless of our environment.
我们昨天谈到人生需要寻找一条道路。
Yesterday we talked about how men need to search for a way.
但是这一条道路到底在哪里呢？
But where is this way?
要如何来找到这一条道路呢？
How do we find this way?
我们请翻到路加福音的第十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
路加福音第十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
路加福音的第十三章的二十四节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 24.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。”二十五。
25.
即是家主起来关了门，你们站在门外叩门说：“主啊，给我们开门。”他就回答说：“我不认识你们。”不晓得你们是从哪里来的。二十六节。
26.
那时你们要说，我们在你面前吃过喝过，你也在我们的街上教训过人。二十七。
27.
他要说，我告诉你们，我不晓得你们是从哪里来的，你们这一切作恶的人离开我去吧。在这里呢，主耶稣告诉我们一个比喻啊。
Here Jesus gave us an analogy.
他说啊，我们要进到一个永生的门路，救恩的道路啊。
That we must enter into the way of eternal life.
但是在这里告诉我们说，这一条路并不是容易的。
But He explained here that this way is not easy.
所以第一件你要记住的事情
The first thing we need to remember.
如果有任何人告诉你进天国很容易
If anyone tells you that it's easy to enter into heavenly kingdom.
如果有人告诉你你只要口里承认说我认识耶稣你就可以得救
If anyone tells you that as long as you admit with your mouth that I believe in Jesus Christ.
你只要说你爱耶稣你就一定进天国
And that you say I love Jesus and you are guaranteed to go to heaven.
我告诉你他是骗你的
I can tell you now that they are liars.
你怎么知道他是骗你的呢?
How do we know that they are lying to us?
马太福音里面主耶稣说哦,
In Matthew, Jesus said,
说天国是努力的人进去的啊,
that the heavenly kingdom is for those who labor to enter into it.
使徒行传里面保罗这样说啊,
In the book of Acts, Paul said,
保罗说你们要进入天国必须经过许多的艰难。
In order to enter into the heavenly kingdom,You must go through many difficulties.
所以我们今天不要被骗了。
So today, let us not be deceived.
世界上有很多听起来很顺耳，听起来你很喜欢的一些方法。
There are many methods which are proclaimed by the world to be very easy.
啊，耶稣爱你，我们都会得救。
Jesus loves you, and everyone will be saved.
耶稣爱你，犯罪没关系，他赦免。
Jesus loves you, it doesn't matter if you sin, he will forgive.
是不是很好听?
Doesn't it sound good?
听起来是不是很开心?
Don't we feel good when we hear things like that?
但是听起来却跟圣经都不一样。
But actually, it does not sound like the Bible.
所以我们今天在寻找救恩的道路。
So when we are searching for the way of salvation,
我们要回到天上的天家。
We must enter into theA heavenly kingdom.
我们就不能选那些我喜欢听的顺耳舒服的道理。
We cannot just choose the things that please our ears.
在这里主耶稣说你们要努力进窄门啊。
Here Jesus said, you must strive to enter through the narrow gate.
啊，并且要把握机会哦。
And we need to grasp onto this opportunity.
如果你今天没有把握机会。
If we do not take this opportunity,
啊，这里说有一天家主起来关了门，你想进也进不去了。
It says here that the master of the house will come and shut the door, then you cannot enter anymore.
啊，在这里说你们站在门口一直叩门说主啊主啊让我进去啊。
It says you can stand outside and knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open for us."
那，我们在你面前吃过喝过啊。
That I ate and drank in your presence.
你也在我们的街上教训过人啊。
And you have taught in our streets.
所以我们发觉这些被关在门外的人啊。
But we see that these people who are being shut out.
他们不是不认识耶稣哦。
It's not that they do not know Jesus.
也不是他们没有听过道理哦。
It is not that they haven't heard the words.
这些人都听过耶稣。
They have heard about Jesus.
甚至他们生活当中有一些恩典的体验。
They have even experienced grace in their own lives.
有吃过，有喝过，有得过恩典啊。
They ate, they drank, they received grace.
在街上听过耶稣教训人，会读圣经，有听过道理啊。
They have heard Jesus on the streets, they read the Bible, they heard the gospel.
但是在这里说，他们是被关在门外的一群人啊。
But here, it explained that these are the ones who are being shut out.
所以今天我们的信仰不要建立在一些感觉、一些神迹奇事上面啊。
Today, our faith cannot be built on feelings,Or miracles.
在这里说啊，有吃过，有喝过，在神的面前哦。
It says here that they are the ones who ate and drank.
他们的信耶稣的过程当中，可能有领受过一些恩典，可能有一些感动。
In the process of believing in Christ, they may have received some grace and movement.
甚至可能看过神迹。
They may have even witnessed miracles.
但是我们今天要记住一件事情。
But today, we must remember one thing.
神迹不会让你进天国啊。
That miracles cannot bring us to heaven.
你物质上的好处得到的恩典不会让你进天国啊。
Our physical well-being cannot bring us to heaven.
什么样的方法可以让你进天国？
What methods can then bring us to heaven?
那说遵行我天父旨意的人才能进天国啊。
The obeying of the will of God will bring us to heaven.
所以在这里告诉我们哦。
Here it says.
主耶稣说，在这里主耶稣说，我不认识你们。
That Jesus answered them, I do not know you.
为什么不认识你们？
Why is that the case?
因为你们的行为没有符合圣经上的教导。
Because your deeds do not conform to the teachings of the Bible.
因为你的行为没有改变让耶稣来喜悦。
Your deeds have not changed to please the Lord.
所以一个基督徒信了耶稣，生命一定要改变。
So for a Christian to believe in Christ, He must change in his deeds.
如果我们所去的地方,
if the place that we're going to,
如果我们所听到的道理,
if the words that we hear,
从来没有教导我们改变,
does not really cause us to change,
从来不要求我们生命的更新,
does not require us to be renewed,
从来不传圣经上的警告,
does not preach the warnings of the Bible,
那我建议你最好离开那个地方。
Then I suggest you leave that place.
因为圣经上告诉我们啊,
because the Bible tells us.
他说, 主认识凡属他的人哦。
The Lord knows those who are his.
他说, 那些称呼主名的人一定要离开不义的生活啊。
Those who call unto the Lord must depart from the way of wickedness.
所以当我们来到教会, 当我们来听福音, 当我们来寻找信仰,
So when we come to the church to listen to the gospel and to search for faith,
你是要借着信仰, 借着圣经来修正我们的脚步,
We must rely on our faith and the Bible to change our ways.
才能够被主所认识啊。
Only then can we be recognized by the Lord.
那在这里啊, 下一句话啊, 主耶稣对他们说哦。
In the next phrase, the Lord said to them,
他说, 我不认识你们, 而且我不晓得你们是从哪里来的。
I do not know you, and I do not know where you are from.
那为什么要多讲这一句话呢?
Why is there such an extra clause?
你有没有觉得很奇怪啊? 主耶稣说, 我不认识你们, 不认识就不认识啦。
Do you think it's strange that Jesus would actually went on to say, more than just I don't know you?
为什么突然又多这一句话出来?
Why is there an extra clause?
说我不知道你们是从哪里来的啊?
The clause being where you are from.
所以啊，告诉我们说啊，有的地方主是认识的。
There it is telling us that there are some places that the Lord knows.
有的地方主是不认识的。
And there are other places that the Lord does not know.
所以今天很多人在信耶稣。
Today, there are many who believe in Christ.
但是很多人信耶稣信得很随意，很随便啊。
But a lot of them believe very casually.
你说啊，今天一个人怎么样挑选他要去哪一间教会？
When you think about how someone chooses which church he goes to.
通常选就是选最近的嘛，对不对？离家里最近，方便就好。
Oftentimes, we'll see that he would choose some place that is close to home.
选那个可能交朋友多的啦，哈。
Or a place where he can make a lot of friends.
如果你讲中文啊，哇，找那个中国人比较多的啊。
If you speak Chinese, then you would find a church that speaks Chinese.
你讲广东话，你就去找那个多讲广东话的教会啊。
If you speak Cantonese, you look for a church that speaks Cantonese.
为什么？因为相处起来容易嘛。
Because he feels that it's easy to get along with the people.
所以今天人在选择教会啊，选得很随意啊。
So when a person chooses a church, he most likely will choose casually.
很多人觉得啊，教会都一样啊，只要方便就好。
Many think that churches are the same as long as it is convenient.
反正都是信耶稣的啊。
It's all about believing in Christ.
但是真的是这个样子吗？
But is that the case?
如果教会都一样。
If all the churches are the same,
如果每个地方都能让你得救,
if every place can save you,
那在这里主耶稣就不用说我不知道你是从哪里来的啊。
Then Jesus would not have to say, I do not know where you're from.
所以现在我们都要问自己一个问题啊。
Now we all need to ask ourselves this question.
你从哪里来?
Where are you from?
你所来的地方是主所认识的地方吗?
The place that you come from, is it a place that the Lord knows?
所以今天在这么众多的教会当中,
Among so many churches today,
你真的可以这么放心, 这么安心的随便选一间吗?
Can you at ease choose any of these churches?
我们对教会的认识是什么?
What is our understanding of churches?
很多人觉得有一间会堂，有一个十字架，里面有人在聚会，就是教会的嘛，对不对？
A lot of us think that there is a chapel, there is a cross on top of the building, and there are many people who gather in there.
是不是这样子？我们对教会的认识通常定义就是这样。
Isn't this the definition we give to a church?
看到有十字架的，蛮热闹的，那个就是教会啦。
If there is a cross,And it's quite busy there, then this is a church.
那这样子讲的话，如果今天我们改改方法啊。
If we say so and change the method.
在你家的车库哦。
In your own garage.
自己去捡个十字架回来装啊。
You can just pick up a cross from somewhere and install it.
然后拖几个椅子到你的车库里面啊。
You drag some chairs into it.
啊，然后啊，你就开始啊，开会啊，就开始，就是开始那个，就开始成立你自己的教会啦。
And you can begin your own church.
哦，然后叫大家进来啊，啊，来来来，信耶稣得永生啊。
You say to everyone, please come in, and if you believe, you can have eternal life.
啊，如果你家的邻居这样子做哈。
If your neighbor does the same,
你会不会跑去他的车库啊？跑进去说啊，这里有十字架，我要来得救，我要来信耶稣啊。
You would go into his garage and say, "There is a cross here, and I'm going to believe in Jesus and be saved."
啊，通常来说你是不会的。
Of course, you would not normally do that.
啊，为什么？因为太小啦。
That's because this place is too small.
因为没有什么人啊。
There aren't that many people.
啊，但是如果我们今天的定义啊，对教会的认识就是十字架、房子跟人。
But if our definition of a church today is that there is a cross, there is a building, and there are people.
那其实对你来讲，不是到处都一样吗？
Then isn't it the same with any place?
所以如果你不会随便跑到你邻居的车库里面去信耶稣
，So if you don't just casually go into your neighbor's garage and believe in the Lord Jesus,
那为什么你会随便的挑一间教会，只因为它很大间，有十字架，你就跑去信耶稣呢
？Why would you casually choose a church that is big and just because it has a cross and there are people?
那不要忘记啊，这里说不是每个地方主都认识的啊。
So don't forget that the Lord said he does not know every place.
那有的人说教会不重要哦。
Some people say the church itself is not important.
我们有没有听过这种说法哦？
Have we heard this kind of saying?
那其实很多基督徒啊，流行现在讲这种不这个教会啊都不重要啊。
In fact, this is a trend that happens in the world of Christianity today that churches are not important.
教会只是人的组织。
That church is a human organization.
啊，我是信耶稣，我是拜神的。
I believe in Jesus and I worship God.
啊，约翰福音里面说，我用心灵跟诚实来拜神就可以了。
In the book of John, it says that as long as I worship God in spirit and in truth,
哦，所以很多，所以有的人就说啊，啊，教会不重要，去不去没关系呀。
So some say that churches are not important. It doesn't matter if I go to one or not.
我只要有心拜神，神就知道啊。
As long as I worship God with my heart.God knows.
啊，这个听起来好像非常的属灵哦。
This sounds very spiritual.
哇，非常的超然啊 ，transcending 啊，哇，好像非常非常的超然啊。
It sounds very transcendental.
啊，但是啊，实际上叫做什么？不懂圣经随便乱讲啊。
But in reality, it's actually misusing the Bible.
我们来看一下以弗所书哦。
Let's refer to Ephesians.
我们来看一下圣经上对教会怎么说啊。
Let's look at how the Bible explains what a church is.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
以弗所书的第一章第二十二节啊。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22.
22节又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。23节。
23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。所以在这里啊，保罗告诉我们哦。
Here Paul said to us.
保罗告诉我们说啊，教会就是耶稣基督的身体啊。
That church is the body of the Lord Jesus.
我们看过来，以弗所书的第三章啊。
Let's also refer to chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第九节啊。
Verse 9.
以弗所书三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
这里说，使众人都明白那历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何的安排。第十节。
10.
为要借着教会使天上执政掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。所以读了这两节，你怎么可以说教会不重要？
After you have read these two verses, how can you say that church is not important?
第一节告诉我们说教会是基督耶稣的身体。
The first verse told us that the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的地方。
It is where the one who fills all in all fills.
第二节我们读到说教会是隐藏神从创世以来奥秘的地方啊。
The church is where the mystery that is from the beginning of ages.
要借着教会把这个救人的奥秘把它彰显出来。
And it is through this that the mystery is express.
所以你知道吗？没有教会就没有救恩。
So without church, there is no salvation.
没有经过教会就没有经过就没有办法到达天堂。
Without the church, we cannot enter into heavenly kingdom.
所以今天如果有任何人告诉你啊
，So if anyone tells you today,
教会不重要啦
，that the church is not important.
那是人的组织。
That is a human organization.
说这种话的人叫做无知啊。
These are really the ignorant people.
圣经里面说，没有经过教会就没有办法得到奥秘。
The Bible says, without going through the church, we cannot understand the mystery.
就没有救恩的盼望。
Then we will not have the hope of salvation.
这不是我讲的啊。
This is not what I say.
这是我们从圣经上面所读到的。
This is what we read from the Bible.
所以我们今天啊，在寻找信仰的道路上啊。
So today, as we search for the way of salvation,
我们必须要确定我所带的地方，我所来的，我所参加的教会是主所认识的。
We must be sure of the place that we are at is a place that is known by the Lord.
所以到底什么是教会？
So what is a church?
我们来看一下以弗使徒行传哦。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传第二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传第二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
使徒行传的第二十章的第二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
二十八节，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会。就是他用自己血所买来的哈，所以啊，什么叫做教会
？So what is a church？
啊，这个教会不是讲这个建筑物啊。
Church is not about a physical building。
啊，这个教会不是讲这个讲台、钢琴、椅子，一群人坐在这里啊，不是的。
Church is not about this podium, this piano, these pews, and the people sitting here。
什么是教会？
What is a church?
在这里说，神的教会就是他用宝血所买来的。
It says here that the church is a is what he purchased with his blood.
所以啊，教会的关键在哪里？成为神的教会的关键在哪里？
Then what is the key to what a church is?
从罗马书第六章里面告诉我们说，借着洗礼归入耶稣基督的身体啊。
In Romans chapter 6, it says that it is through the baptism that we enter into the body of Christ.
借着符合圣经的洗礼。
And this baptism has to be according to the Bible.
有水血圣灵的做的见证。
It has the witness of water, blood, and the Holy Spirit.
借着洗礼，耶稣基督的宝血洗去我们的罪。
And through the water baptism, our sins are washed away.
而这一群接受合乎圣经洗礼的人，才能够配称为神的教会啊。
All those who receive such baptism can be considered the church of God.
这个叫做主神宝血所买来的人啊。
These are those who are bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，如果没有经过合乎圣经的洗礼
，So if we have not gone through the baptism according to the Bible,
按照圣经是不能被称为教会的。
We cannot be considered the church according to the Bible.
最多最多，你只能称他们是一群拜耶稣的人的团体。
At most, we can only call this group of people those who worship God.
所以教会不是在于这个建筑。
So the church is not about this physical building.
教会也不是挂个大大的十字架。
It's not about putting up a big cross.
当我在非洲的时候
When I was in Africa.
他们有的教会啊，盖得很大间哦。
There are some churches which are actually erected to be very large.
里面也在聚会啊。
There are some services inside.
我是跟他一起去的哦。
I actually went with him.
我们 him 我们啊，到那个阿夸，到阿夸的那个加纳的首都的时候啊
，When we went to Accra, the capital of Ghana，
那个教会里面人很多，好几百人啊。
There are hundreds of people in the church。
那是不是神的教会
？Is that really the church of God？
是啊，因为这些人是主宝血所买来的。
It is because these are those who are purchased by the blood of Christ。
有圣灵亲自做见证。
There is the witness of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们有时候到乡下去啊。
Sometimes when we go into the rural area.
也有找到啊，那个在椰子树下啊，三个人在聚会的啊。
We also found places where three gathered together under some coconut tree.
所以啊，当我们在那里聚会。
So when we have services there.
一群主血所买来所救赎的人。
Those who are remitted by the blood of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的圣名聚会，这就是教会啦。
And we have service in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. then this is the church.
所以不管是三个人,
so it doesn't matter if it's just three of us,
还是三百人,
or 300 people.
当一群主血所买来所救赎的人在一起, 这就是神的教会。
When those who are remitted by the blood of Jesus gather together, this is the church.
哦,所以我们今天呢,要认清楚神所选的教会有它的条件。
So today we must recognize that the church which God chooses has criteria.
而不是只要有人聚会,有讲耶稣,有放十架,你就称它是教会的。
It's not just that this place has people who gather, who have a building, and also, they proclaim the word, and this is the church.
啊,但是啊,现在有这么多,这么多,这么多的基督教派啊。
But now there are so many denominations.
哦，那个资料显示啊，光比较有一点名气的，就至少8000个不同的基督教派啊。
Data shows that the churches that are considered more prominent, there are already over 8,000 of them.
那请问你到底要去哪里？你要怎么选择
？So the question is, how would you choose? Where would you go?
我们现在已经讲到，其实选择教会是很重要的。
We have already talked about that it's very important to choose a church.
因为你知道不是每一间教派每一个地方都是主所认识的哦。
Because we know that not every place is known by the Lord.
啊，那你怎么样去寻找，怎么样找到那个主所认识的地方呢？
So how do we find a church that is known by our Lord Jesus?
我们刚刚读到以弗所书的第一章啊。
Just now we read Ephesians chapter 1.
我们刚读以弗所书一章二十二节说，教会就是耶稣基督的身体啊。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
哦，所以啊，既然这是基督的身体，那就应该要像基督的形象啊。
Since it is the body of Christ, it must have the image of Christ.
哦，就好像这是我的身体啊。
Just like this is my body.
哦，我如果跟右手说，手举起来。
If I tell my right hand, lift yourself up.
那我右手就举起来了。
My right hand will be lifted up.
啊，我要是跟我的左手说，手举起来。
If I tell my left hand to lift up.
那怎么没有举起来？
How come it doesn't lift?
啊，只有两个可能啊。
There are two possibilities.
啊，一个啊，我在那，一个啊，那是他的手啊。
One is that's his hand.
举起来。
Put it up.
怎么不举起来？
How come it doesn't come up?
啊，不是我的手啊。
Because it's not my hand.
啊，第二个可能就是中风啦。
The second possibility is you have a stroke.
哦，所以啊，你没办法控制你的身体啊。
Therefore, you cannot control every part of your body.
啊，但是啊，教会是耶稣基督的身体。
But church is the body of Christ.
它应该是要最能够表现彰显出耶稣基督的形象的。
It is where it can express the most of the Christ.
所以一个属于神的教会。
So a church that belongs to Christ,
它必须要有三个条件。
There are three criteria.
第一，它必须要说耶稣基督的话。
First, it must speak the word of Christ.
第二，它必须要拥有耶稣基督的灵。
Second, it must have the Holy Spirit of Christ.
第三，它必须要做耶稣基督所做的事。
Third, it must do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的身体才有资格配称为耶稣基督的身体啊。
Only with this criteria can this body be considered that of Christ.
我们也可以用这三个当作条件来寻找到底哪一间教会是主所认识的。
We can also use this criteria to find the church that is known by the Lord.
我们刚刚讲说啊，要讲耶稣基督的话啊。
Just now, we talked about speaking the word of Christ.
我们来看提摩太前书第三章啊。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
十五节
，verse 15。
提摩太前书三章的第十五节
，First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15。
啊，十五节，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石。和根基十六节
16.
大哉敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然那他这里告诉我们说、啊、教会到底是什么
It says here, what is a church?
这里说教会是真理的柱石跟根基、啊、
It says that it is the pillar and ground of the truth.
所以教会存在的目的在于支撑真理啊
So the existence of church is to uphold the truth.
如果教会没有真理，就没有资格被称为教会。
If a church does not have the truth, then it cannot be considered a true church.
但是真理是什么呢？
But what is the truth?
真理就是圣经当中主所留给我们的道理啊。
The truth is the gospel that is left by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以啊，我不知道你是从哪里来的。
I am not sure where you come from.
啊，但是如果你来的地方
，But if where you come from，
不重视圣经
，Does not emphasize the Bible，
不学习道理
，Does not learn the word of the Bible，
啊，告诉你说啊，你自由啦，你自由啦
，You are free。
哦，从来不用心去查考道理
，And you do not actually try to study the Bible。
那你最好换地方，因为那个地方主不认识是从哪里来的。
Then it's better for you to leave that place because that place is not known by the Lord。
所以神的教会要讲圣经上的话。
The Church of God must speak the word of the Bible，
才能够被称为真理的柱石跟根基。
Only so can this place be considered the pillar and ground of the truth。
你怎么样做选择
？How do you choose？
你到怎么样找到神所认识的教会
？How do you find a church that is known by Him？
啊，不是找那个热闹的。
It's not a busy place。
不是找那个朋友多的。
Don't look for a place where you can find friends。
更不是找那个中午吃的好的。
And especially don't look for places that have good food。
你要去看他们所传的道理。
We have to look at what they preach。
你要去看他们所相信的，教义。
We have to pay attention to their doctrine。
然后你自己去做比较。
And then you compare，
拿着圣经去对比那一间你要去的地方的教义。
Bring the Bible and compare the doctrine that they uphold。
如果跟圣经一样，你要接受，你要留在那里。
If it is the same as the Bible, then you must stay there。
如果跟圣经不一样，你要离开，不能留在那里。
If it is not the same as the Bible, you must leave。
这个是我们寻找真教会的一个方法。
This is one way。We can find the true church。
我们就讲一些简单的例子啊，符不符合圣经啊
？We can give some simple example to see if things are in accordance to the Bible with the Bible or not。
啊，刚刚我们一开始祷告的时候有讲到今天是安息日啊。
Earlier, we talked about today is the Holy Sabbath
day。啊，对我们很多朋友可能会觉得很奇怪啊。
For a lot of our friends, you may find it strange。
啊，因为大部分的基督教啊都是在星期天。啊，来聚会的。
Because most Christian denomination go to church on Sunday。
啊，你可能就会觉得奇怪，为什么真耶稣教会啊，怎么会在礼拜六，在星期六聚会呢
？You may find it odd that True Jesus Church comes to church on Saturday。
哦，所以啊，有一次我一个朋友跟我说，嘿，你很奇怪耶。
One time, a friend of mine said to me, "You seem strange."
他说啊，你们很奇怪耶，你们为什么跟我们都不一样？
He said, "You guys are strange. Why are you different from us?"
啊，我就跟他说哦。
So I said to him,
我说你更奇怪耶。
You are even more strange.
你们为什么跟圣经都不一样
？Why are you different from the Bible?
有时候啊，信仰的路不要左看右看，不要看别人啊。
Sometimes the journey of faith is not about looking to the side.
你要看看圣经到底是怎么说的。
Instead, you need to look at what the Bible says.
圣经什么时候说过聚会改成安息日改成星期天？
When does the Bible ever talk about how the Sabbath was changed to Sunday?
没有啊，从来没有哦。
Never.
圣经里面记载主耶稣安息日进入圣殿。
The Bible records that Jesus goes into the temple on Sabbath.
圣经里面记载使徒安息日照着素常的规矩进入圣殿。
And it also talked about how the apostles, according to the practice, goes into the temple on the Sabbath day.
所以如果主耶稣守安息。
If the Lord Jesus observed the Sabbath,
如果使徒们守安息,
if the apostles observed the Sabbath,
那你为什么今天跑到星期天去守主日呢?
Then why do you go to Sunday to observe the Lord's Day?
你当然可以说, 因为大家都是这样啊。
Of course, you can say that everyone does the same.
那你试试看,你到最后要面对审判的那一天。
Try it, and until the very last day when you have to face judgment.
啊,当主耶稣坐在宝座上问你说,诶,你怎么星期天跑去聚会啊?
When Jesus sits on the throne of judgment and asks you, why do you go to Sunday for service?
啊，你左看右看说啊，因为我的朋友都是这样。
You look to your side and say, everyone, all my friends do that.
啊，你耶稣说啊，你的朋友都在那边呢。
好，and then the Lord Jesus said, your friends are there.
好，所以啊，我们今天不要随随便便的就跟着别人走啊。
So today, we cannot just follow other people very easily.
你知道吗？天主教他们有一本杂志啊。
Do you know that the Roman Catholic Church has a magazine?
啊，叫做那个Catholic Extension 哦，这是他们全球发行的杂志，今天还有啊，到今已经发行上百年了，到今天还有啊。
It is called the Catholic Extension, and it is a worldwide distribution for hundreds of years.
你知道吗？它其中有一期呀，是由教皇是由天主教的教皇自己回答的哈，一个那个 main article 哈，一个主要的文章是天主教教皇写的。
There is one issue where there was an article written by the Pope himself.
那个教皇自己说啊，主日这个概念圣经里从来没有哦。
In that article, the Pope said that there is no such concept of the Lord's Day in the Bible.
在那篇文章里面呢，教皇说，如果你们相信圣经是得救的根基呀，根据哦。
He said that if you believe that the Bible is really the foundation of being safe.
那你需要星期六去守安息日啊。
Then you must observe the Sabbath.
哦，他就继续写说啊，他说你们这些基督教派哦。
And he continued to explain that all of these other denominations.
他说你们这些基督教派相信，说你们相信圣经。
That you say you believe in the Bible.
但是你跟着我们天主教一起跑来守主日。
But you follow our practice to observe the Lord's Day.
他说在我们的眼中是无知而且可笑的。
In our eyes, you are actually very laughable and ignorant.
啊，这个不是我发明的，你到 Google 上可以找到这一篇文章哦。
This is not something I came up with. You can find this article by using Google search.
啊，如果你要看呢，我是有拷贝一份下来啊。
I actually have made a copy if you want to take a look.
啊，因为它是全世界发行的哈，所以啊，没有人会，因为它是 document， 它是那个是个什么历史文件啊，所以啊，你没办法否定这件事情的。
Because it is a historical document, it is something you cannot deny.
哦，所以啊，从圣经上来看呢，安息日是星期六的。
From the Bible, we can see that the Sabbath day is on Saturday.
哦，所以真耶稣教会按照圣经的吩咐以及规矩，在安息日来这里聚会，来这里读经祷告。
So True Jesus Church, according to the command of the Bible, observe the Sabbath, and this is the day when we gather to pray and to listen to the word.
虽然常常被人家攻击，
even though we are often attacked,
虽然常常被人家嘲笑，
even though we are often mocked,
虽然要面对许多反对我们的压力，
even though we have to face opposition,
啊，但是啊，这些都不重要啊。
But none of these is important.
重要的是耶稣怎么说，圣经怎么说。
What is important is what Jesus said and what the Bible says.
我们再简单讲另外一个例子就好啊。
Let's mention another simple example.
我们来讲洗礼好了哈。
Let's talk about water baptism.
啊，明天真耶稣教会要到河边海边去洗礼啊。
Tomorrow our church will go to the river or the by the ocean to hold baptism.
哎，你说洗礼，洗礼，很多教会都在洗礼啊。
You may say that there are many churches that hold baptism.
你知道吗？绝大部分的基督教不相信洗礼可以赦罪啊。
Do you know that most denominations don't believe in the efficacy of baptism?
哦，他们说啊，洗礼只是啊宣告我要信耶稣给大家看看的一个仪式而已啊。
They claim that baptism is only an expression of them believing in Christ.
哦，有一次啊，我在网路上啊，那时候神学生的时候，在网路上乱晃哦。
As a theological student, I remember one time I was just searching on the internet.
啊，我都会打那个真耶稣教会哦，看人家写什么。
I would often search using True Jesus Church to see what people say.
哇，很多教会说我们是这个，说我们不好，说我们异端。
A lot of churches say that we are this or that, or that we are a cult.
啊，有时候我就会找他们练练手啊，就是找他们来写写啊，聊聊天啊，不是聊聊天，就是练习一下哈。
I sometimes actually use that as an opportunity to practice.
啊，有时候我遇到一个人哦，在网络上他说啊，他是某某教会的一个 bishop 哦。
One time I came across this person who is a bishop of a denomination.
哇，写了一篇长长的文章来攻击真耶稣教会啊。
He wrote a very long article to attack our church.
啊，要攻击什么？
What was he attacking?
攻击我们的洗礼。
He attacked our water baptism.
他说啊，真耶稣教会啊，太极端啦。
He said that the True Jesus Church is too extreme.
啊，强调洗礼可以赦罪，何必呢？
They emphasized that water baptism can remit sins, and why would they do that?
啊，因为他觉得啊，你只要口里承认，心里相信，你就得救啦。
He feels that as long as you admit with your mouth and believe in your heart, you can be saved.
所以啊，他说洗礼不重要啊。
So he said that water baptism is not important.
有没有洗都可以进天国。
It doesn't matter whether you're washed or not, you can go into heaven.
他说洗礼跟赦罪没有关系呀。
That there is no relationship between baptism and salvation.
所以我就把他的文章读完了。
So I read his entire article.
然后我就拷贝了一节圣经给他。
And I prepared a verse for him.
我们看使徒行传哦。
Let's refer to Acts.
使徒行传的第二十二章哦。
Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传的第二十二章的第十五节啊，十六节。
Acts chapter 22 verse 16.
使徒行传的第二十二章的第十六节。
Acts chapter 22 verse 16.
他说啊，现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪哈。他这里讲到啊，保罗看到一个异象啊。
Here.Paul saw a vision.
在这里啊，在保罗的异象当，在保罗的异象当中哦。
In this vision.
哦哦啊，有一个声音跟他说。
There is a voice that said to him.
哦，说啊，要求告他的名来洗去你的罪啊。
That he must call on the name of the Lord to wash away his sins.
哦，所以啊，在这里圣经已经写得非常清楚了。
Here the Bible mentioned very clearly.
说你为什么单言呢
？Why are you waiting?
起来。
Arise,
求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪啊。
Calling on the name of the Lord, be baptized and wash away your sins.
那我就把这一节经节拷贝哈，然后就寄给他啦。
So I copy this verse and send it to him.
我说啊，你看这里写哈，求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
Look, it says here that you must be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
那请问你怎么解释
？How would you explain this?
哎，结果他真的给我回信呢。
He actually then responded to me.
哇，写的有够长啊，写了两页回来啊。
He actually responded in two pages.
啊，然后啊，哇，那很多 quotation 啊，说某某神学家在某一本书里面，哦，某某大神学家，某某博士啊，写了一大堆的 quotation 啊。
He quoted from one theologian saying, from this book he said this, and another great theologian that there's another book.He mentioned this, and he kept quoting in such a way.
我就很忍耐的把它读完呐。
So with patience, I read until the very end.
但是呢，我发觉读到最后啊，一直不断重复出现的几句话啊。
I realize, after reading everything, there are something that repeat.
他都写说，我觉得。
He said, I feel.
我想。
I think.
我认为。
I believe.
我相信。
I know.
我觉得我的主不会这样啦。
I feel that my Lord would not be like that.
我相信道理没有这么严厉啦。
I think that the truth is not this strict.
我想这一节经节也不一定要这样解释。
I think this verse, does not need to be explained in this way.
啊，你看我们今天在跟很多人在谈道理，讲到圣经哦。
So today, when we talk to people about the Bible,
我们是常遇到这种啊，哇，我想，我认为，我觉得应该不会吧。
Do we come across this kind of people?That I think or I feel, I don't think it would be like this.
哦，所以啊，我又给他回信啊。
So I responded to him again.
啊，我又一样啊，又把这一节拷贝了一次啊。
I copied this verse once again.
起来，洗礼，洗去你的罪。
Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins.
啊，底下加一句话说啊，你哪一个字你看不懂啊？
I then added, which of these words did you not understand?
他可能生气了，就不给我回信了。
He might be angered.And did not respond
其实我们今天真的要想一想啊。
Today we must think about it.
信仰的道路从来不是你觉得、你想、你认为、你相信的，不是啊。
The way of faith is never about how you feel or how you think.
我们常常听到有人讲说啊，我觉得我的神应该要怎么样。
We often hear that my God should be like this.
我觉得我的神不会怎么样。
I feel that my God would not be like this.
很抱歉，那个不叫做拜神啊。
I'm very sorry. That is not about worshiping God.
你在拜你心中给自己创造的一个偶像。
That's actually worshiping the idol you create in your own heart.
因为这个神，所谓的神是符合你需要，随着你高兴被创造出来的。
Because this God is according to what you perceive as a sensible.
这叫做拜偶像。
This is actually called worshiping idol.
哦，所以啊，今天得救的正路不会因为你个人的喜好来改变的。
The way, the true way of salvation will not change based on your liking.
要找到神所同在的地方，必须要找到一个神，要找到一个符合神所说的话的地方。
To find a place that has the abundance of God, we must find a place that is according to what He says.
哦，所以啊，在约翰福音十四章里面啊。
In John chapter 14,
啊，主耶稣对他的门徒说，哦，
Jesus said to his apostles,
他说，你们若爱我啊，
that if you love me,
你就会守我的诫命啊，
you will obey my commandments.
所以啊，什么叫做爱耶稣？
So what is loving Jesus?
爱耶稣在于听从圣经上的吩咐。
Loving Jesus is to observe the command from the Bible.
爱耶稣叫做活出圣经上的教训。
To love Jesus means we live the teachings of the Bible.
所以教会必须要说耶稣基督的话。
So the church must speak the word of Jesus Christ.
教会必须要行耶稣基督所行的事啊。
And the church must do what the Lord Jesus does.
所以今天神的教会必须要有神迹奇事做印证。
That's why the church of God must have the abundance of the miracles and signs.
那神迹奇事是印证所传的道啊，这是圣经上所说的哈。
Miracles and signs confirm the word of the God being preached, and this is what the Bible says.
再一次告诉大家。
But once again, we say to everyone,
请不要随着你的感觉来寻找信仰。
Please do not search for the matter of faith according to your feeling.
我们刚刚啊，我们的青年诗班为大家献诗啊。
Just now, the youth choir presented.
你有没有听得很感动？
Do you feel moved?
感谢主啊，如果你有听得很感动，那很好啊。
Thank God if you were moved.
但是请不要因为这种感动就决定留在真耶稣教会。
But please do not decide to stay at True Jesus Church because you were moved by that.
你留在真耶稣教会是因为你听道理、查考明白、认识圣经。
You stay at True Jesus Church because you study the word and you understood the word.
你用圣经去对比真耶稣教会所教导的教义。
You use the Bible to compare what True Jesus Church proclaims.
符合圣经，你接受。
If it is according to the Bible, you accept.
符合圣经，所以你留下来。
It is according to the Bible, and therefore you stay here.
所以啊，一间教会要行耶稣基督所行的事。
So a church, another church, must do what the Lord does.
要有神迹奇事的印证。
It must have the abundance accompanying signs of miracles.
耶稣所做的事是什么？
What is the thing that Jesus does?
马可福音说，主耶稣说，我们去传福音。
In Mark, it says that the Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
we preach.
主耶稣说，我是为这事而来的。
And Jesus himself said, I have come for this.
所以神的教会一定要传讲救人的福音。
So the church of God must preach the gospel of salvation.
而不是讲一些你听得高兴、他听得高兴的话。
It does not preach the word that pleases this person or that person.
人多真的没有用啊，不是人多就好啊。
Just because a place has a lot of followers doesn't mean this is a good place.
你知道吗？如果你有机会去法拉盛哦，在那个纽约的法拉盛啊。
If you have a chance to go to Flushing in New York.
法拉盛的缅街上有一间非常非常大的教会。
There is a very huge church on this one street.
这间教会人很多啊。
There are many members.
啊，如果你啊有机会经过，你会看到一个很大很大的那个布帘子，就是它的一个招牌，不是招牌，就是它有一个很大的一块布啊，上面有写字哦。
If you get a chance to pass by, there is a banner that had some writing on it.
啊，上面啊写啊信耶稣得永生啊。
It says on the banner.That believe in Christ and receives salvation, eternal life.
啊，下面写呀 ，Friday night bingo night 啊。
And then, the bottom half says Friday night is bingo night.
啊，就是礼拜五晚上玩 bingo 啊。
That is on Friday night there will be bingo games.
人好多啊。
There are many people.
还有奖品。
There are even prizes.
还可以赢钱。
You can even win money.
啊，但是啊，耶稣有在里面吗
？But Is Jesus in there?
所以我们今天教会存在的目的是什么？
So today, what is the purpose for the existence of church?
是支撑真理。
To uphold the truth.
并且传扬救人的福音。
To proclaim the gospel of salvation.
这叫做耶稣所行的事。
This is what the Lord does.
啊，什么是神迹奇事的认证呢？
What are the accompanying signs and miracles?
啊，除了我们常听到的一些见证啊，神帮助、神医治、神的这些见证哦。
Other than the testimony we hear of how God heals.
啊，这个在真耶稣教会里面太多了。
And there are so many of these kind of testimony in the True Jesus Church.
什么才叫做真正的神迹奇事？
What is considered a true miracle?
叫做生命的更新啊。
It is the renewal of life.
你说你生病好了啊，这是神迹啦，没有错啦。
It is true that if you're healed of your diseases.
啊，但是难道你生病好了就不会再生病吗？
That it is a miracle, but can you guarantee that you will never be sick again?
啊，你生病好了就永远不会死吗？
And just because you're healed, can you live forever?
啊，活了200年了，还在这里啊。
Can you live for 200 years and still be around?
不会啦，这些神迹奇事都会过去的啊。
That will not be the case, and these miracles will come to pass.
什么才叫做真正的神迹？
What is a true miracle?
就是你的改变。
That is your change.
你生命的更新。
Your renewal of life.
你新的价值追求。
Your pursuit of the new value in life.
你拥有更高的盼望。
And that you have a higher hope.
这个地方才是神所同在的地方。
Then this is the place that has the abundance of God.
你找到了吗？
Have you found this place?
你知道在哪里吗？
Do you know where it is?
请我们把圣经好好读一读。
Please read the Bible carefully.
再把真耶稣教会的教义好好对比一下。
And then compare the doctrines of the true Jesus Church against it.
如果所传讲的道理符合圣经的教导，
If what we preach is according to the Bible,
不管你喜不喜欢我，
Whether you like me or not,
你都要留在这里聚会认识神。
You must stay here to know God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
158首。
158.
我们唱第一、第二跟最后一节。
Let's sing verse 1, 2, and 4. 5, sorry.